Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your divine presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed word in Jesus' name. To the book of St. John, chapter 16, we want to look at verses 7 through 13. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, speaking of the Holy Spirit, he, the Holy Spirit, will reprove or convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. We want to look at verses 8 of St. John chapter 16. When Jesus was talking to his disciples back there, as well as his disciples today. And when he denotes the Holy Spirit, and when he is come, which the Holy Spirit is now in the world today, he, the Holy Spirit, will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Our teaching comes today. How does the Holy Spirit convict man of sin? How does the Holy Spirit convict man of sin? Very interesting teaching, because I've come to discover that we as saints have a part to do, as well as the Holy Spirit has a part to do. And what I mean by that is, we cannot, as human beings, convict no human being of wrong they're doing. Even though at times we may see what people are doing might not be right, our personal opinions, our words that we want to give to them, will not bring conviction to them as only the Holy Spirit can bring conviction to man about the wrong they are doing. And the purpose of this teaching is to enlighten us as saints as to how does the Holy Spirit goes about convicting men of sins they're doing. Now I want to give you 12 ways in which the Holy Spirit convict men of sin. What Jesus is telling his disciples is something that is so powerful, which applies to us in this generation. The Holy Spirit is the only one that can convict humans of the wrong they're doing. But we're going to see how does he go about doing this. Number one, the Holy Spirit convicts men of sin, number one, through the Word of God. See, the Holy Spirit takes the Word and he uses a vessel. And through that vessel, the people that's listening to the words that's spoken, they now begin to see themselves as to who they are. Number two, the Holy Spirit convicts men of sin through vessels that saved already. If you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, you're a vessel that the Holy Spirit desires to work through in sharing the word with others that's not saved. Number three, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's reading the word. Note something. Number one, He uses the word of God. Number two, the Holy Spirit used vessels that saved. And number three, the Holy Spirit uses vessels that's reading the word, that's knowledgeable of the word. See, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you as a believer are not spending time reading the Bible, as well as hearing the word taught, the Holy Spirit has nothing to work in and through your life with if there's no word in you. David said, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. In Colossians 3:16 say, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. So moving along, number four, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that yielded to Him. Note that, not silver vessels, not golden vessels, but yielded vessels to Him. Number five, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's praying, or individuals that's praying. If you don't have a prayer life as a believer, the Holy Spirit cannot work through you to reach no one for Jesus. Number six, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's faithful. See, faithfulness has a lot to do with the Holy Spirit using you as a believer in ministering to someone that's not saved. If you're not faithful to God, if you're not faithful in reading the word, if you're not faithful in your praying, if you're not faithful in your giving, if you're not faithful in your church attendance, the Holy Spirit cannot use you as a believer in reaching men that's in sin. Number seven, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's giving. Giving of your substance, giving of your time to God in prayer, giving of your time in the Word. See, if you're not a giver, you can't be a receiver. See, receiving people are people that gets or those who give. So if you're not a giver, if you're not a sower, you cannot reap the benefit of the Holy Spirit really working through you like He desires. See, when you give your time, when you give your all to Jesus, you become a vessel in which He can work through in convicting men of sin. Number eight, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that separated. Vessels that's out the world. Vessels that's not hanging with the wrong people. See, evil communications corrupt good manners. And what we must be careful as saints is that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit by the company we are keeping. That's powerful. Number nine, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's real with God. See, listen, the Holy Spirit knows if you are serious and if you're full of games. And if you are real with God and you're walking with Him, He can use you to convict men through the word that's in you. And He'll bring that word out of you to reach souls. Number 10, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's consecrated and that's fasting. You as a believer, you must have days within a week in which you spend before God in consecration. turning your plate over, just getting before God, turning the radio off, turning the TV off, and turning on to God. Note that. You tune out the TV, you tune out the radio, and you turn on your antennas to listen to what God has to say. So the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's consecrated, that's fasting, that's committing their lives to the Lord within a week time. If you don't have days of consecration as a saint, you need to ask God to sanction you days or however long He wants you to go. That becomes personal now, and the Holy Spirit will use vessels that's fasting and that's consecrated. Number 11, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's humble. He do not use proud people. He do not use boastful or arrogant people. He don't use people that's trying to draw attention to themselves. No, humble-hearted people. People that's level-headed. People that's little in their own eyes, regardless of what people might be saying about them. The Holy Spirit will use a person that's humble. And you know, oftentimes, people overlook and they think humbleness is weakness. No, people that's humble is simply strong under control. That's all, strength under control. Because a person is humble, it does not mean that they're a pushover, but they're a prime vessel for the Holy Spirit to work through in reaching souls and convicting men of sin. And finally, number 12, the Holy Spirit convict men of sin through vessels that's obedient. Notice this. Number 1, He uses the Word of God. Number 2, He used vessels that's saved already. Number 3, He used vessels that's reading the Word or that's familiar with the Word. Number 4, He used vessels that's yielded to Him. Number 5, He used vessels that's praying. Number 6, He used vessels that's faithful. Number 7, He used vessels that's giving. Number 8, He used vessels that's separated. Number 9, He used vessels that's real with God. Number 10, He used vessels that's fasting and consecrated. Number 11, He used vessels that's humble. And number 12, He used vessels that's obedient. Now, what must we do for the Holy Spirit to use us in this day as believers? This is part 2 of this teaching. What must we do for the Holy Spirit to use us in this hour that we're living in? Number 1, accept Jesus Christ if we have not. This don't mean, you know, you could just go to church, you've signed your name on the church's roll. No, Jesus Christ must be, first of all, your personal Lord and Savior. And if you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, that's the first step in the Holy Spirit using you. Notice that. You must first of all be saved before He can reach people through you in getting them to accept Jesus Christ. Number 2, read and study the Word daily. Now what we are dealing with now is, what must we do for the Holy Spirit to use us in this hour? We as believers now must read and study the Word daily. We must spend time in the Scripture. We must spend time going to hear the Word. Number 3, we must welcome the Holy Spirit every day in guiding us, in directing us. Simply saying, Holy Spirit, I welcome you here this day in helping me to pray, in helping me and leading me throughout this day. Number 4, what must we do? We must pray and seek God every single day. Number 5, we must live right. We must live holy if the Holy Spirit is going to use us. Number six, we must yield ourselves to Him. Number seven, we must remain faithful to God. And number eight, we must give and don't rob God. Number nine, we must stay humble in our hearts in spite of what God do through us. Number ten, we must be faithful in going to hear the word taught. That's Bible study. That's church attendance. And number 11, we must repent when we sin and not try to cover our sins. If the Holy Spirit is going to use us in convicting men of sin, first of all, He's going to convict you as a believer when you do wrong. And all He can do is convict you. Now, He can't make you confess nothing. Note that. He show you the wrong you've done, but then you have to repent. Come to a conclusion of our teaching. How does the Holy Spirit convict men of sin? Just to recap this. Number one, through the Word of God. Number two, through vessels that's saved already. Number three, through vessels that's reading the Word. Number four, through vessels that's yielded to Him. Number five, through vessels that's praying. Number six, through vessels that's faithful. Number seven, through vessels that's giving. Number eight, through vessels that's separated. Number nine, through vessels that's real with God. Number ten, through vessels that's fasting and consecrated. Number 11, through vessels that's humble. And number 12, through vessels that's obedient. And then we dealt with part two. What must we do for the Holy Spirit to use us in this hour? And I brought out, we must first of all accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior first, before the Holy Spirit can work through us and use us in convicting men of sin. Remember, I brought this out earlier. We as individuals cannot convict or change one human being. We cannot change people from what they're doing. Only the Holy Spirit, as I showed you in St. John 16, as Jesus told His disciples in verse 8, and when He, the Holy Spirit, has come, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin. But we are dealing with how does the Holy Spirit convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And I've given you an outline as to how He goes about doing this. It's like this. We have a part as believers. The Holy Spirit has a part. Our part is to, as I gave you earlier, the Word, living right, being faithful, giving, consecrating your life. The Holy Spirit's part is to remind us of the Word we have spent time reading. In giving to people, He may lead us to, in ministering to them. Let's drop down to verse 13, St. John 16, verse 13, as I come to a close. Jesus said, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Listen, the Holy Spirit, number one, He will guide us into all truth as believers. Number two, He will teach us what we lack knowing. Number three, He will empower us to witness for Jesus. Number four, He will convict us when we sin and do wrong. Number five, He will remind us of what we may have forgotten and what we need to know. Number six, He will show us things to come. Number 7, He will glorify Jesus through us by giving us songs to sing and living in us. Number 8, He will give us what to say to others that we may not know what to tell them or what to say to them. Number 9, He will help us to pray according to the will of the Father. Number 10, He will impart gifts into us when He knows we are ready for them and understand their purpose. Number 11, He will make known to us how we are saved, and that's by blood and water. Blood for our redemption, which paid our sin debt, and water, symbolic of the Word, and baptism. Number 12, He would enable us to hear the Father's voice. Number 13, He will cause our wilderness to become a fruitful field. Number 14, He will enable us to prophesy or minister the Word to others. He will give us dreams. He will cause us to see visions, things that will happen to us and others, as well as good and bad. So the Holy Spirit's part in the world is to convict men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And in order for Him to do this, He needs vessels in which to work through. Loving Father, in Jesus' name, how we thank You so much for Your spoken Word. And we thank You for sending us Your Word in this hour, teaching us how the Holy Spirit convicts men of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And Father, I'm asking You now to fill Your people afresh, to pour Your Holy Spirit upon Your people in this hour, using them to reach souls for Your kingdom. And Father, every waiting soul, every hunger and thirsting soul that's listening to this message, I ask that You release an anointing upon them now, empowering their lives for service. And God, I give You glory for doing it right now, for touching my brother, touching my sister, touching Your servants around this world that's hungering and desiring Your power to flow through their lives. As Your Word declares, it is not by might nor by power, but by Your Spirit, wonderful Lord. And Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I give You praise for releasing an anointing upon Your people that's open, that's pulling at You even now. Those desiring for You to use them, thank You so much for teaching us the Holy Spirit's part and our part as Your people in order for You to use us in this final hour of time to bring in this last harvest before Your return. And Father, I give You praise. I give You glory. And I give You honor for all that You have done in Jesus' name. And my friend, if you're listening to this message, and Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, you may be a church member. You may be faithful to a building. You have been baptized at an early age, but yet you have never surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. I'd like to take this time with you, my friend. Yes, you, personally. Jesus loves you. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." So, my friend, the question comes to you. Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? If you do, I thank God that you do. But if you have questions in your mind as to where you're going to spend eternity, I'd like to help you today. I'd like to show you how heaven can be your eternal resting place, and that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that if you close your eyes right now, that you will wake up in heaven rather than waking up in hell. If you're willing, my friend, to give your heart to Jesus Christ, because the Bible says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Jesus is your answer. And if you want Jesus Christ to be your answer, right now would you stop doing whatever you're doing and bow your head for a moment. And I want you to repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, "Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. I believe you hung on a cross and shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died and you was buried for 3 days and three nights. I believe you rose from the dead and you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. I surrender everything to you, Lord Jesus. I accept you now as my personal Lord and Savior. And Lord Jesus, fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Empower my life for service. I thank you for convicting my heart through your spoken word. And I thank you for a new beginning you have given unto me in Jesus' name." My friend, if you have prayed this prayer, you are now what the Bible calls a new creation in Christ, where old things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. If you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, you can email us for a booklet entitled "Welcome to God's Family." It's a book free of charge that we'd like to send to you in helping you in your new walk with Christ. And Father, I thank you once again for your spoken word. I thank you for ministering to the hearers. And God, I give you glory for all that you have done in Jesus' name. How does the Holy Spirit convict men of sin?